You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Yesterday, before Terry McLaurin went to Eastern Motors in Laurel, we were talking about how the Garrett Wilson contract might impact Terry's negotiations. And we had a poll. And it's interesting, the poll at Junk's Radio was whether the Wilson contract was going to help the deal get done, whether it wasn't going to affect it, whether you were nervous, that sort of thing. Well, before Terry spoke, the majority of voters were saying help gets the deal done. After Terry spoke, Nervous Man Nervous became the leader in the clubhouse in the poll.
Numbers dipped.
People sweating it. All right, let's talk to our pal, John Keim, ESPN.com reporter, covers the Commanders. And of course, John, we're going to have to start with the Terry situation. John, how do you read what happened yesterday at Eastern Motors, where he spoke for a while to reporters?
Okay, so we knew that there was frustration because, you know, obviously there hasn't been any movement for a little while. So you knew there was frustration. And he expressed that. He wants to stay here. There's no trade demands or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that would accomplish a whole lot, to be honest. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of teams would love a Terry McLaurin. The hard part is, what would you trade and then sign him for? That's a lot. And I don't see this team wanting to do that because they think they can go somewhere and you're giving up, you know, your second best offensive player. It doesn't help you get there. So draft picks don't help you get, you know what I mean? So, and they're not, it's not, no, TJ Watt's not going to be traded for him. So, you know, but he made it clear he wants to be here. You know that. And I think his value is high here because of what this community, how much this community embraces him, but conversely, how much this team needs him. But the other part was there were multiple references to, you know, who he is, his, what he's gone through here. You know, like, you know, a stand-up guy during very difficult times. And part of me believes that, like, that's part of what's going on here, that he's been a stalwart for this franchise, again, through the Snyder years, when it was very tough. And he was the guy who would get asked all these questions, but he always just kind of, he was very professional, went out and played well.
He was kind of like the spokesperson of the
team. He was a spokesperson. He was a face, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
and he was always positive.
Know, yes.
Always positive. And so do you feel like you should be rewarded for that? But on the other side, you're going to have, you know, and he brought up the age and he talked a little bit about that, where it's like, can't you go on a case by case basis? Because 30 coming up here is definitely, this, and it's why I always felt this would be a tricky one, you know, because they look at it, it's like, you're going to be 30. Like, we want to get paid, not just because you're 30, but, you know, when the contract going up, you're going to be 33, 34. That's the other part, right? So you have a side here who was not here during the turbulent years. It's gotten better because of them. So, like, you know what I mean? And you know, so there's, that's why, like, there's just a lot of good points, I think, on each side. And but they seem to be at times in conflict with one another with it. So it's not like, you know, I can tell you that this team wants him back. You know, I think they understand how good he is and what he means to the offense. But, you know, and Terry talked a lot about wanting to be valued. And then if you see the hard part throughout all of this is who is the direct comp for him? Just like you're trying to buy a house on a street, you always look at the comps. Like, who is that direct comp? Like, Garrett Wilson signed a deal. Well, Garrett Wilson's only going to turn 25 soon. I think next week he turns 25. Like, that's a hard comp because of that, right?
Yeah, it's a good point, John, because you look at the ages of guys like Garrett Wilson and Amon-Ra St. Brown. At 24, he signed his deal, and he's making a tick over $30 million AAV. Right. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough bridge the gap for his agent.
For sure. But then you look at like a guy like T. Higgins, who's like 28.75, something around that point, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be more than that because Terry's the number one guy here.
Yep.
You know, and so it's got to be, you know, DK Metcalf is, you know, has a deal somewhat similar to Wilson's, not the same guaranteed money. So, which is always the key. The guaranteed money is the key. The average annual whatever is like cosmetics, but it's always the guaranteed money. So, you know, but DK was in the same draft class. The production is similar, and last couple of years it's been better for Terry. But he's 2 years younger. So, like, that's where that age comes into play. And then you can't look at Mike Evans because he signed his when he was around, I think he was 30, going to turn 31. But he had been in the league for 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, he had kind of leveled off a little bit, whereas, you know, but his deal ultimately was worth, like, you know, $42 million over 2 years. Like, that's not a starting point. Here's the other thing. The starting point then becomes let's say he plays under this contract and then you want to keep him, you franchise him. Well, that'll be like, I think I had Joe Corey on my 30.5
podcast. 30.5 or something
30.5, right. So, like, if you're his size, like, well, is that, if this is how it could play out, let's make that the starting point. So, you know, like I said, it's just both sides want to be in business with one another, but it's getting to that right place. And you can't, it's, you know, I know everybody's like, just pay him. Well, you don't operate where you just give someone whatever they want, because it still has to make sense for you.
They're going to lose the PR war on this, though. If they go hard, they're really going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, this is what, like, this group has done everything very, very well. Like, look at what they've built in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, there are a lot of players that they could win that war with. This is a tough one.
This is not the one.
Yeah, it's right. And, like, and this is why I say, like, it's, but I don't know, you know, ultimately, I mean, I have a hard time believing it doesn't get done, because they need one another.
Yeah.
And Terry's value is going to be higher here because of the reason why he'd win that PR battle, because he is beloved and he is embraced here. If, you know, he goes somewhere else, then you become a high priced acquisition. Here, he was the underdog who became the face, who is the beloved guy and a leader here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's done all those things, right. He's highly respected in the locker room. So it's not just within the fan base, it's also within the locker room. That's why ultimately, like, this is a smart group running this place. So ultimately I think they will understand that, and it's, you know, but there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, again, you can't just, you know, I don't know that anybody really knows the number, but of all the entire thing, right? But all of it is why I always thought that this would be a trickier one, you know. But again, both sides are better together, and I think they know that. And you can't go out and compete for a Super Bowl if that's what you're going to do without him.
How do you think it was perceived by the front office? Because I listened to the whole thing, and I thought he came off incredibly well. Very unusual, right, that these guys speak directly to the media and to the fans when they're in the middle of something like this. He didn't give away specifics, but obviously the age is the centerpiece of this thing. That's the thing that's kind of holding it all back. I thought he handled himself incredibly well. I know some people think maybe it was a diva-like thing. I didn't get that impression one iota of it. How do you think the front office perceived it? I thought it was very smart on Terry's behalf, to be honest.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, the front office here isn't talking at all.
Yeah.
And they're not engaging. Like, you won't get anything from them
right
during this. So
you had to guess.
If I had to guess, I think there's some points that they'd say, like, well, you know, if you could put your side out there, it would balance it out a little bit. But I also think they know that there's no value in that. Mm-hmm. Because, one, it would just – you don't want to – you know, I think like they don't negotiate through media.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's on or off the record, right? So, you know, if I had to guess, I think there's probably – you know, I'm sure that they would have some sticking points, whether, like, you know, with – And I don't know exactly what they would say, but, like, let's say if, you know, when it's the no negotiations, well, why is that? That's what I don't know, right? Is it as simple
I feel like
as
they're leaning on him being a good guy and that they're going to get, like, this Tony Gwynn, Cal Ripken, you know, hometown discount here, and they're just waiting for that to kick in.
I don't know about that. I don't know that they're waiting for a hometown discount because – I think it's all the other reasons, the age and going forward. Whereas I think, again, when you listen to Terry, I think there's a, hey, this is what I've also done for this place. Right. Mm-hmm. And Terry's always been really good and thoughtful. When you talk to him, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't pop off. Right. I think clearly there's a lot of frustration but you know, he's not going to sit there and I think, like, again, trade me or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Not certainly not at this point. But I don't think they're waiting for a hometown discount. I think that, again, I think the hard part is you have two sides. Like, this is how we see it and this is how they see it.
Don't you agree that – I agree with his sentiment. That you have to sometimes take things on a case-by-case basis. Sure, Father Time is undefeated.
Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I have a little less wear and tear. Didn't play that much my first couple of years at Ohio State. I'm only in my seventh season. I'm playing at my highest level. I still think I have my best football, but just as fast as I've ever been. I don't know. I think he made a good case.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then it becomes, well, what's the length of the contract that you're looking for compared to what they feel comfortable giving? Because again, it's you're turning 30, but then when you're getting this contract, you know, when you're getting a lot of big money, you're going to be 33. So how, you know, that's, you know, what's it going to look like at that point? But yeah, no, I agree. Like he did not show signs of slowing down last year. I mean, it was the opposite.
Right.
And he has a quarterback that he clicks with and that he was highly productive with, you know, and it was comparable production before, except for the touchdowns, where it was obviously by far his best year. So, you know, I think that is, but it's not just turning 30. It's, what does it look like at 33 when, you know, you're still getting a big number? So that that's all, like I said, that's what the sticking point was going to be. And but they're well aware of what he means. It just has to get done. And, you know, we're still like, I mean, this group has not here, but in other places has done big contracts, right? And I know, I mean, Adam Peters was in charge of San Francisco, but, you know, he's been there when they've done some of the things and, you know, experienced cap and all that, cap guys. So, you know, that it just hasn't, they haven't done it here, but, you know, they've been, there is experience there with thing, you know, with situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could see a scenario where does it get done right before camp? Well, doesn't look like there's the momentum for that at this point. But, you know, at what point in camp do you start to say, like, it's got to get done now? And I know for some people, it's like, get done right now. And I understand that. You know, I think in the past, the holdout stuff was always, to me, never good because for both sides, because if you're not in camp, some guys come in and get hurt. They're not doing the same stuff. But if you have these hold-ins where you're doing some stuff but not others, then at least you're around and conditioning.
Did you guys ask that? Because I heard a muffled reference to, I think you were asking that.
He wasn't there yet, right? He wasn't there.
I was up in Bristol at ESPN, yeah. So I missed that one. So I asked it was on NFL Live here in person.
Sounded like that was asked, and he
He was asked where he's working out. Here's one thing I know about McLaurin. He will be in shape. He will be ready.
No doubt.
And that's where you say case by case. Like, there are some players you can say, like, well, is he doing all of this? Then you don't know. But with McLaurin, I think you can feel pretty safe in saying that he will be in the exact shape he would be need to be in.
Otherwise.
Because that's just who he is.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, there's he is he'll do exactly what you need him to do to be, you know, but I still think like, you know, if you're holding out, like, it, you don't want that here, right? Because everything was so positive last year that, you know, they don't want to have something like that. But, you know, it could be like, does it get done right before the second preseason game or right after that? You know, and you still get enough time. We'll see. But, you know, like I said, both sides are better together, and I think they realize that. And
it's just going to get done. It will.
It has to get done, right? You can't, you know, again, because I think the key point, it's not just what the fans are saying, which obviously is important, but it's not going to factor. It's what the locker room is feeling. That's a bigger deal, because those are the people in the building who understand what he means to them as well. And, you know, he's obviously a highly respected guy in there because of how he's handled himself, because of what he's done, and what they know he means to the team.
Hey, John, as this drags on, do you see Jaden becoming more and more vocal in support? You just think he just sits on the sideline, lets it work out?
I don't know that Jaden is very much like, this is what my job is, and his job is to, you know, play quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that he would. I'm sure he would say, like, yeah, we want him here, but that's above my pay grade. You know, I mean, they all know. Like, I don't think anything that he says is going to change anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, the place knows what he means to them. That's not a secret. So, you know what I mean? Like, any sentiments, it's, you know, maybe he goes to them privately and asks, but I don't think he's going to go to, you know, Josh Harris and say, let's get it done.
Right.
There may have been some quarterbacks in the past that may have done stuff like that.
And there's
that.
Still time. Yeah. I mean, there's still time.
There's still a lot.
I mean, I know he said they haven't talked in a month, and it looks like.
Yeah, but they're clearly playing hardball.
They're very divided, but. I mean, I still believe that can change in a day.
I think they're very divided.
John, I don't know if you mentioned this. If you did, forgive me. I've been reading a bunch of stuff during the interview, but did he mention?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
That he would be a hold-in versus a hold-out?
That's what I was asking.
Did you think he would actually show up to camp and just sit on the sideline?
I think he said to be determined. He doesn't know yet.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. And he, you know, one thing.
But what's your vibe on that? What's your vibe?
It's just a guess. But at this point, like, it seems like the trend is to hold in, partly because you don't get fined. It's $50K a day. Like, you know, I don't care how much money you make. Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money. Yeah, $50K a day, of course.
Yeah, no. So, you know, so that's why the trend has been hold in. Do some minimal stuff and be around. Do, you know, just not going through team drills or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, I could see that more, and, you know, more than anything, it's, you know, but it's, yeah, this is not ideal. And like I said, this is why I always felt this would be tricky, because they're just little things that both sides would have to maneuver and be more comfortable with.
Yeah.
So, but the one thing is, like, the one thing that for McLaurin was saying too, is just a lot of, like, I know where I'm valued and I have my value, and, you know, you know what I mean? And I think, like, that's, this isn't just a hungry, listen, he's going to make a lot of money one way or another. Like, I don't think anybody should shed any tears for what he ultimately makes. But I think when you're in those positions, it's also like, well, do you value me the same as this guy? Like, do you not see me in this guy's range? And it's more about,
it's respect.
You know what I mean?
It definitely is respect.
Well, and it's just like, how do you see me? And I think anybody who's ever gone through a contract negotiation probably understands that.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? Like, do you know, you're paying me less than this guy, so do you not see me in this light? And that's one thing I think, like I said, that the word value came up certainly a few times.
Yeah.
All right, John, we got to run. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you. Thank you, John.
See you,
John,
JK.
Time on the Terry McLaurin contract situation, which will be giving you updates throughout the show. Chick Hernandez is going to join us at 8:45. He was at Eastern Motors yesterday with Terry. Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock, and our pal Steve Sands on the Open Championship from Northern Ireland. He'll join us at 9:45. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.